Good morning, Hope Denver. Thank you so much for joining us online on this freezing cold morning. We've decided to pivot to online just to keep you safe at home, warm in your family room. So thank you so much for joining us online today. My name is Kelsey Shepherdson. I'm one of the pastors at Hope Denver, if I've never met you before, and I have the privilege of sharing the word with you today. But first, before we get started, I wanted to give a few quick announcements. We raised $560 for the Adopt a Pastor program through Foursquare during our Christmas Eve service. $50 feeds a family for a month who are facing food insecurity all across the world. So thank you so much to those of you who contributed. Foursquare itself raised enough to feed 8,835 families for a month. So that's so exciting that we're able to support our global Foursquare family through the food insecurity brought on by the global pandemic. So thank you so much for being a part of that. Our next announcement is that we have a new sermon series we're starting next week called Christobiography. And this is going to be an amazing series where we're just going to be looking at the person of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to be looking at who he was, what he did, what he taught, and why he is the person that we structure our whole faith and our whole life around. Jesus is our passion, and he's the reason we're here. He's the reason we do this. And so it's going to be so exciting to get to explore and focus on him for a whole series. If you're turned off by religion, but you're fascinated by Jesus, this is going to be an incredible series for you. I think you will really enjoy it. So please join us for that next week, hopefully in person. Things will be a little warmer and we'll be able to see you soon, in person or online. Well, today I wanted to finish up our final sermon in our series called Hearing God. So we've been in a series in which we've been talking about how God speaks, that God wants to speak to us because he wants to have a close relationship with us. And so we can expect that if we listen, that he will speak. So you've probably heard by now, today's message is going to be about responding to God's voice. So we've been talking about the fact why God speaks, when he speaks, how he speaks. And today we're going to be talking about when he speaks, responding to God's voice. So how should we respond when God speaks to us? You've probably heard by now that Pastor Tyler and Cassie have welcomed a baby girl into their home. This last week, a week ago Friday, actually, they welcomed Winnie Lou Zaber. So we just want to say congratulations to them. Congrats to Cass, Ty, and to big sister Zoe. We're so excited for you and can't wait to see you back in person at church soon. But as they've gone through that process this last week or so, I've been reflecting on the whole bringing home a newborn process. My husband and I have three kids, and we've been through that. We're past the baby stage now, but that's a special time, and it's also a really challenging time. And part of the challenge of those first few days, first few weeks at home, is that you're learning your newborn's cues. You're learning their cries. You're learning what it is they need when they make certain sounds or screams or cries. And it's always right when you're wanting to go to sleep, right when you are at your most exhausted, that they decide to really test out their lung capacity, right? This is those times at midnight or 1 a.m. when they decide that it's time to really cry for a good long hour or two. And that's why it's so difficult, because at that time, you're not yet quite sure what it is that they need. You're trying so hard to ascertain, are they hungry? Are they tired? Are they gassy? Is something else going on? Is this just newborn crying and they don't really need anything right now? It's so hard. But the thing is that after those first few weeks, you start to learn the difference between a hungry cry and a tired cry and a gassy cry and all these different, a wet cry. You know, you learn what it is that they are going through. You learn what it is that they need. And I think that hearing the voice of God is a lot like that, that it's through hearing him, it's through the practice of listening that we start to ascertain, we start to be able to discern when it's his voice that we're hearing. The other day I was putting our daughter Evie to bed, and I was praying for her as I tucked her in, and I prayed, Lord, help Evie to know your voice. Speak to her and let her know your voice. And when I finished praying, she said to me, Mom, you know, how do I know God's voice? How do I know if what I'm hearing is Him and it isn't just my imagination? And I told her that's an amazing question and a question that I've asked myself throughout my life. And I told her that it's one of those things that you have to learn by experience, that you have to learn by stepping out and testing whether or not something is from the Lord. And that the more she lives, the more she reads the Bible, the more she talks to people who know God, and the more she surrenders her life to His will, that His voice will be clearer and clearer and clearer to her. And I also told her that it's not something she needs to stress about, that it's not something that needs to worry her or concern her, but that it's a learning process that she's going to partner with God in, and that it will slowly in her life become easier and easier to know the voice of God. And so I want to encourage you with that today as well. If you're struggling with wondering, what is the voice of God? Am I hearing the voice of God? How do I know if it's me or if it's Him? I just encourage you to follow this sermon series through. If you're just starting now, go back and listen to the podcasts and start to believe and trust that God wants that relationship with you and He wants to speak with you. And that as you learn your Bible, as you speak to godly friends, and as you surrender yourself to the Lord's will for your life, that you are going to hear Him speak and that it's going to be amazing and then it's going to draw you closer into a relationship with Him. Today, I wanted to talk about our response to God. So when God speaks, when He does that amazing thing of speaking to us, what should we do with that? So our focus this morning is that our response to God speaking should be trust, obedience, and worship. I'll say that again. Our focus for today is that our response to God speaking should be trust, obedience, and worship. Let's talk about that. So discernment is the first thing I want to talk about today, because when we sense that God may be speaking to us, when we think that we're hearing something from Him, the first step to go from there in our response is discernment. So discernment is where we try to figure out, we try to discern if this is God or if it's just our imagination, like my daughter said. This is an important part. It's important to have discernment because our hearts can lie to us. Our hearts can confuse us. The scripture tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things. This doesn't mean that we can't trust that God is speaking to us. In fact, at the beginning of this series, I talked about that we should default to trusting that God is speaking to us. But it does mean that we need to use discernment when we think we're hearing from God, because our hearts can so easily deceive ourselves. We're prone to self-deception. 1 Timothy 4:16 gives us a really important warning. It says, "Watch your life and your doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." So we need to watch that we aren't operating in our own interior world, in which we've created a God in our own image who always does what we want and says what we want to hear. So we need to think about that discernment process. That's a good safeguard. That's a good way to make sure that we're not deceiving ourselves and making ourselves believe that God is just always in it for us, that it's always going to be the way that we want it to be. We discern in three ways. There's three ways that we can really know whether or not something is the Lord. And that's through knowing scripture, allowing godly friends to speak into our lives, and through an attitude of surrender to the will of God. So Pastor Kelsey Lasher and Pastor Ike both spoke this month about the importance of scripture in our discernment process, that as we read scripture, that we learn what God's voice sounds like, that we learn what it is, the kinds of things that He speaks, the kinds of things that He says. And the thing is that if God is speaking something personal to us, it's not going to be something that's been spoken in a vacuum, that it's usually something that's going to align and confirm with what we're already learning about the character and the voice of God as revealed to us through scripture. So that's our first one, is that we need to know scripture. We need to check what we feel that God's speaking to us personally against the scriptures. and see if it matches up. Secondly, we need to understand that God doesn't speak to us in a vacuum, that if he's speaking, we're likely not the only person who is sensing that thing that he's speaking, that there's probably people around us who are sensing something similar. So if God's speaking, I would encourage you to share it with your friends. If it's really the Lord, it's likely that that word is going to resonate with people in your life who are also listening to God. I have an example of this. When my husband and I were living in Toronto for several years while he pursued his PhD, and we were going to a church up there, and I was sitting in the church service one day, and I had just all of a sudden, I had this word from the Lord to my heart. He said, "I want you to do that." And I was watching the preacher preach, and it was in reference to him. It was saying, "I want you to do that. I want you to do what he's doing." And it really shocked me because I'd never really considered that, even that that possibility that I could be a preacher, that I could be a pastor. And I heard that and I thought, it seemed like it was God because it sure didn't feel like it was coming from me or my imagination. But I thought, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just, I don't know. Maybe I just like want to, you know, maybe there's part of me that wants to do that. And I'm just, that's coming out right now in my desires. So what I did is I spoke to my husband about it. I got home from church and I said, "Babe, you know, I felt like maybe God was saying this. What do you think about that?" And Ike said immediately, he said, "Yes, that is absolutely from the Lord." And it was such a cool confirmation because it was something that God had already been speaking to him about my giftings, about my calling. And he immediately recognized that that was the voice of the Lord because he had been hearing similar things as well in his own spirit. And so I would encourage you, if there's something that you sense that God is speaking to you, that you would share it with trusted people in your life who love you and who love the Lord and who are reading their Bibles, who are in Scripture. Ask those people what they think. Ask for their opinion, because God speaks to all of us. He speaks to all of us, and he wants to use those relationships to help confirm the fact that he is speaking to you. Third, I think another way we discern is through an attitude of submission to the will of God. This is one of the best ways that we can be on guard against our own hearts deceiving us. If we come to the Lord and we are very clear about what we want the outcome to be, and we're almost in this attitude of begging God to make it go a certain way, it's often difficult when we have that kind of attitude to discern what the Lord's actually saying, because we're so set on a certain outcome. We're so set on the way we want things to go that we, you know, in effect, block out his voice and block out what he is speaking over that situation or into that situation. So when we come to the Lord, when we're trying to discern his voice, it's so important that we come with an attitude of submission to his will and his outcomes. Something that the pastors of Hope Denver that we've learned over the past few years, it's been really helpful to us through this church planting process. It's been something called the prayer of indifference. We've learned something together called the prayer of indifference. And I want to teach it to you this morning because I think it's so helpful in opening us up to hear the voice of God. The prayer goes like this. It goes, "Lord, make me indifferent to anything but your will. Lord, make me indifferent to anything but your will." And this is a prayer that we try to pray regularly as we're praying about the will and the direction of our church. And we use it in our individual lives as well. I pray that regularly when I'm feeling really strongly about something, when I really hope for something to go a certain way. I pray, "God, that's what I want. That's what I want. But Lord, would you make me indifferent to anything but your will?" And I'll tell you, that starts to birth something in us. That starts to birth an openness to the will of God. And in an openness to the will of God, we then start to have an openness to his word. We have an openness to what he would say rather than just what we're wanting to hear. So in conclusion with the discernment piece, I just wanted to reiterate those. If you're looking to discern whether or not something's from God, look to Scripture, look to godly friends, and look to that attitude of surrender. Cultivate that attitude of surrender in your heart. But let's move on to the next step. So once you've heard from God, you think God's spoken and you've discerned, yes, I think this is God, this is God's word to me. Well, then what next? Because that's a weighty thing, right? It's a weighty thing to know that the God of the universe has spoken something to your heart. That can be overwhelming and exhilarating. It's exciting. So let's shift gears for a minute and let's talk about what then? What do we do then when we know that God has spoken a word into our life? Jesus talked about this. Jesus talked about what our response to God's voice should be like in the parable of the two sons. So that's where we're going to go right now. Let's look at Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 through 32. You can follow along in your Bible. This is the parable of the two sons. Jesus says this, "What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work today in the vineyard.' 'I will not,' he answered, but later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, 'I will, sir,' but he did not go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? 'The first,' they answered. Jesus said to them, 'Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did, and even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him.'" So what Jesus is saying here is that response to God matters. Response matters. That it's not enough to just acknowledge God in word, that we can't just acknowledge, yes, God's speaking, yes, God's powerful, that that's not enough. That we're meant to respond to God's voice with obedience and with worship. So the son in the story who said, yeah, God, that's good. I've got it. I heard you. I'll do that. He wasn't the one who God was pleased with. God was pleased with the one who obeyed. So God speaks so many different kinds of words over our lives. And for every word God speaks, there could be thousands of different responses that he wants from us. But I want to argue that ultimately God wants every word he speaks to us to lead to relationship and worship with him. That God speaks to us because he loves us, because he wants a relationship with us. We talked about that at the beginning of the series. Pastor Tyler spoke about that, that God loves us, that he desires closeness with us. And that's why he speaks. That is the why behind this. And so when God speaks to us, he's hoping for a response. He's hoping for a loving response. He's hoping for a worshipful response. That when he speaks to us, that we would speak back with praise and thankfulness. Sometimes God speaks with a command. So there will be times in your life when God will tell you to do something. And that could be a prompting to pray for someone. It could be a direction to take in your life. It could be a call to repent for a certain sin that you're struggling with. It could be a call to serve or to reach out to someone in your sphere of influence. Or it could be a direction to wait on the Lord, to wait for something that he's promised you. So those are just a few examples. But sometimes God tells us to do something. And in that case, our first task is obedience. That like this son in the parable, that we would go, that we would go and do the thing that God asks us to do. Now, sometimes what God speaks to us is comfort. Sometimes it's not a command at all, and I find this is way more common, that God speaks comfort into our lives, that maybe he gives us a renewed awareness of his presence, that he gives us a vision of his peace or his blessing, maybe a word of wisdom for a situation we're facing, or an encouragement or affirmation, or maybe it's just a sense of his love being poured out on us in a fresh way. In this case, an appropriate response to the Lord would be worship for his faithfulness and his love, and then an attitude of rest and trust that voice that we've heard, that word that God's spoken would lead us to deeper trust and faith in him. That's what God's wanting. So no matter what word God has spoken over our lives, his involvement and his intimate care for us, that should lead us to awe and to worship. And hearing from God should cause us to marvel that the God of the universe would lower himself to whisper to our souls. How awesome! What an awesome gift we have in a God who who wants to speak to us and have that kind of close relationship with us. It should lead us to worship and awe. And not only should it lead us to worship, but this time spent in closeness with God, that should erupt and overflow onto the lives of those around us. There are people around us who need to hear a word from God. How awesome for us to be able to bless others with the comfort that we have received from the Lord. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says this, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." So that's God's will for us. That's God's will, that we would hear from God for our guidance, for our refreshment, for our comfort and joy, and then that we would go out and we'd share that good news with others, that joy that we've been filled with, that peace that we've been filled with, that would be contagious to the people around us, that our healthy and vibrant relationship with the Lord would overflow and bless others. Because this is the end of our series, I want to take a moment for us all to reflect on this series and reflect on the last few weeks and what God has been speaking to us and teaching us. I have a friend who is a missionary in Estonia, and she has a habit that I just love. I don't know if she does this on purpose or if it's just something that naturally floats out of her because she's such a wonderful follower of Christ. But I've known her for close to 20 years, and for the last 10 years or so, almost every time I talk to her, she ends up asking me this question. She says, "What is God speaking to you right now?" And there's never any pressure behind it. I don't feel like I have to come up with something impressive or fancy to share with her. But I'm always amazed when she asks me that question. I'm always amazed realizing how many things God is speaking to me and is teaching me that I hadn't recognized because I just hadn't asked myself that simple reflective question of, what is God speaking to me right now? What is God teaching me right now? So I want to turn that question to you right now. I want to ask you, what is God speaking to you right now? What is God teaching you right now? Because my guess is that God is speaking and teaching you through your circumstance, that he's speaking to you through the Bible, that he's speaking to you through a church service, through a friend, or through a quiet word or vision laid in your heart. I want you to tap into that. I want to challenge you to pay attention and to respond to that voice in trust and obedience and worship to the King who loves you so much that not only did he die for you, but that he wants to speak to you. He wants to talk to you every single day of your life on into eternity. So I wanted to leave you with that. Excuse me. I wanted to leave you with that God so desperately wants to know you. And my suggestion is that as you tap into that, as you ask yourself that question of what is God speaking to me right now? And you respond to him with thankfulness and trust, with joy and peace, that you're going to experience an amazing overflow of God's voice in your life. That the more you notice it, that the more you respond to it, that the more he will speak, that the more you will experience an outpouring of his word and his direction in your life. Well, I wanted to say that we are going to end today with a worship song. So please stay on and join us for a song of worship where we can respond to what God has spoken through this series and what he's speaking in our individual lives. I also wanted to mention that we will have links to our kids' lessons on our website, and we'll also put those on social media as well. So if you've got kids at home and you would like them to watch their Bible video today, we have that available for you. But please stay and worship with us. Let's thank God for his care for us. Let's thank him for his word and his voice in our lives. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.